A domain registration is a gift that keeps on giving. For all the geeks in your life, do your shopping at GoDaddy.com. This podcast will give you a special code to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is punky. This is punky.
Goopa, Goopa.
Hello.
Here we are again. Thank you very much for downloading or listening, however you are listening to Punky, with me, Paul B. Edwards.
Me, Tony Hearn.
And we've got another cracking show this week.
Always.
I can't believe how many fucking people love Joe.
Everyone loves Joe. Hey, I love Joe. She's great.
Slut.
This is Punky.
We've got a fantastic show for you this evening. We will be celebrating St. George's Day early.
Yep.
Which is fine. We've got the scary music. Everything's going well.
We're on track.
Loads of things that are going to go wrong this evening, I know, because I've got some sound files to play.
All right.
That have been done by a Finnish fella.
Okay.
And we've got one by a Dutch guy doing Purple Bugalum. Absolutely
which
brilliant.
Is quite surreal.
And once again, music from all over the fucking world. Thank you very much for voting for us at Podcast Alley. Thank you very much for leaving comments on MySpace.com/Punky Radio. And thank you very much for our first review on iTunes. Thank you also to Total Talk Nonsense, our favourite podcast, for once again featuring us so magnificently last week. It's great. We've got loads to say about them. And I've just got loads to say. If I get everything in this evening, if you'll excuse the expression, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got a word of the week, have you?
No.
We haven't got a word of the week this week, but that's all right.
That's fine.
We're always looking for one. We've got music this week from the States, Belgium, Germany, and first England. And the reason that we're playing the Apocalypse Babies is...
No idea.
Because we haven't done for ages.
All right, because they're great.
Yeah.
We didn't see them. A punk gig with Chelsea.
We saw Chelsea.
Riot Squad
week.
And Resistance M7 and Pocket Babies were just there enjoying
the show.
And there's
photos on the website, punkyradio.com.
Yes. Punkyradio.com. Go to the photo section. There's a Punk and Swordly second birthday page.
Yeah.
This is getting pissed.
And guess what? We look smashed again, don't we?
Yeah.
So the first song this evening, right, is by Apocalypse Babies, right?
Yes.
And it's called Top Gun.
All right.
And it's not the best song on their best of, which is called, where is it? It's called 7 Inches Plus. Right, and it's out on Vinyl Vera Records, and I'm just looking where you can find out more about them. ApocalypseBabies.com, I think. It's ApocalypseBabies.co.uk.
Right.
But Babies is spelt B-A-B-Y-S.
Right.
So it's apocalypseBabys.co.uk.
They definitely have a MySpace page, though. So.
They've got a MySpace page. They will be on our top 8, as will all the other bands this week.
Sweet.
Just listen to the first line in this song.
Okay.
It's fantastic. This is Top Gun, Apocalypse Babies.
Oh, a galaxy number one. Did you know this meant for men, lady? Oh, a shot right into the gun. 6-1 sales, likely a 5-1. Sitting here with you, it's never been so much fun. But it's a gun. In your Air Force jacket, and it's so easy when it's make you like it. You lift the dialogue and try with liners. The link to love and trust, don't let the soul behind turn. But now, this film has just begun. I need you all to realize, to sense it's all. It's all gone. We'll
That is the Apocalypse Babies and Top Gun. This is Punky. I love this show, mate. I really, really do love this show. Yeah. Should we find out more about them? Apocalypsebabies.co.uk or on our MySpace page, which more of that later. I'm going to crack on with our first batch of comments here. Okay. So many comments at MySpace this week. If you aren't already a MySpace type, I suggest that you do get on it. It's fucking great.
Oh, yeah, we love it.
It's a right laugh. And we are myspace.com/punkyradio. Here goes. Latest comments. This first one from the original Alex. Not all Americans are smacktards and can't say twat. I saw Less Than Jake on Saturday. One of them said twat, and the rest of the band owned him for not saying twat properly. What legends? Fair enough. Next one, Eddie Hitler. Hello, hello, hello. Great show yet again, and what a good lass Joe is for not finding the word cunt offensive and disgusting like the rest of the bitch world population. Well done, woman. And Paulie B, cheers for putting a fucking great night last Friday. That's the comedy show that I did that he was at. Mm-hmm. I laughed so sodding hard, my face ached for the whole weekend. I can now say my life is complete seeing you play Breach and Green in the flesh. Just brilliant. It's involved. But you can... hear or even watch the online video of Breechwood Green, can't you, at lastminutecomedy.com. Not as long to wait till the next Punky Now, and may I recommend these fellas for a future show, myspace.com/thealleydukes. I haven't checked them out yet, but I will. I think you will like them. Cheers and all that shite. Always looking, Eddie Hitler, and he spelled always O-L-W-A-Y-S-H, always looking.
Nice.
Howdy, piss mops. This is from Ems. Howdy, piss mops. Listen to half the show so far. Your guest, Jo, fuck me, she's so funny. Get her on the show more often, guys, she rocks. Bit obsessed with cunts, though, which isn't too great. Should be more about cocks. Big ones at that. Fair enough, Ems. I actually know the pub that Ems works in.
Right.
And I might nip in and scare her sometime. Next one. This is from Bear. Spent the day cutting up a tree and splitting logs and spent the night drinking Guinness and talking about Scar. I come home and I'm treated to a bumper hour-long Punky podcast. What a treat, although Tony is still a fucking cunt. And Paulie, go buy a dragon, innit? Right, I'll do one more.
Who is that from?
From Bear.
All right, okay.
Sometimes he's nice to you. You'll get revenge, I have a feeling. Right, this is from Luke, right? Regular listener. Ahoy, where'd you get Joe from? Fucking hell, they all love Joe, don't they?
She was great.
She was uber awesome, and I don't know what you guys slipped in her drink, but she was higher than a stork on stilts. That's quite a good phrase.
Yeah.
Quite a good phrase for the week. And a whole hour, gooper gooper. I remember back in the day when Sir Paulie B, that's right, get the title right, Sir Paulie B said Punky would be kept to under 45 minutes, so two could fit on one CD. Well, fuck it, now you might as well go on at 90 minutes, make a CD worth burning. 900 friends, MySpace.
Uh-huh.
Surely you'll get a sponsorship deal from KFC soon, I wish. Well, keep up the Uber spiffing work, you bunch of, as Joe would say, cunts, Luke. Nice. Right, do you want to do a few of the next thing?
Yeah, sure. So first off, we've got Podcast Alley. So Podcast Alley, if you haven't voted for us this month, please do. Go to punkyradio.com, and at the top you'll see a Please Vote For Us link. Click on that, enter your email address, a subject and a comment, just for us to read out if, you know, they're funny and we like them. But please vote for us if you can, because we're struggling in the music radio this month. We're fourth now.
Fourth! Yeah.
Come on!
It's that fucking poxy voting, isn't it?
That poxy voting.
It's poxy voting. It's not proxy voting, it's poxy voting. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So anyway, these are the Podcast Alley latest comments. Hey, is Paul a twat? Oi. Is Tony a poof? Find out more by listening to this genius show. Fucking hell. Find out more by listening to this genius show. That's so funny, you'll shout your shreddies. That's from Uno Chateau.
Uno Chateau. Uno Chateau. Also listen to Turtle Talk Nonsense. More of them later in the show.
Cool. Punky Rocks. My favourite thing about British people is that even when they're saying things like cunting, cunt, cunter, it sounds as if they mean it in the politest possible way.
We do.
We do. For more on this phenomenon, please listen to Punky. That's from Amberance.
Nice one. Fair enough.
Great fucking show. Love it. Joe's a farm off bitch. She's great. She must stay.
She's fucking not staying.
It's DVD 007. She's great. Anyway. Fucking right on. So I decided to browse iTunes a week or two ago for some new music podcast, and I found Punky. I downloaded the Canadian Ska Punk episode, and after listening to it twice, I downloaded all of the other episodes, and I'm loving them. Punky is great, and now I'm whore. And then it cuts off.
Oh, okay,
because
right.
They cut off on Podcast
Punky's great, and now I'm whore. I am whore.
We've already got one whore listening to the show.
Right, so that's it for those, because I've got some more MySpace comments here. Right, next one. Purple bugger alarm. This is from Emo Girl. Right, purple bugger alarm. Hey, Piss Mops, how are you doing? Please give me a mention on the next Punky, because I think you guys are fucking awesome, and I would like to hear my appreciation, or whatever, read out to the whole fucking universe, all the wanktards that listen to Punky. But anyway, have a fucking cool week. Now, fuck off. Cheers, nice. I think. Stevie, this is good, this one. Hello. I am the fantabulous Stevie that Sarita mentioned in an earlier comment. I tried to spread the good news of Punky, and unlike Sarita, I like to cuss my fucking head off and insult people. She was the one who has the orange juice. Lizzie,
oh,
Florida.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the fucking great insults and phrases. Tony, I don't think you're gay, but maybe you could prove that. Not sure how. Paulie B, you fucking rock. But don't be so hard on Tony, because he can't get a girl. Well, I'm out like a white kid in the ghetto. Later, you cunt suckers. Stevie the Magnifico.
How can I prove I'm not gay? This is some pictures of me with girls on the Punky website.
Yeah, all going, oh, get away.
No, they're not. They're going, they're smiling with me. They're scared of you.
Of course they're scared of me. I'm a very scary person.
That's how much drinking you did, yeah.
Right, this one is from Felix. If you listened last week, you'll understand this. Just listen to the podcast of our Weekend of Madness, Smashing Dear Boy, and yes, we are still always looking. Thanks so much to Joe and Tony for laughing at my ethically and ethnically based misfortune. Bunch of cunts. See you at the block party, May the 28th. More of that later.
Oh, yes.
Love from Charlie and Hamboy. Right, do you want to do your next bit?
So we have a review on iTunes.
Brilliant.
So if you have iTunes, or if you listen to this show ever so often, or you manually download it, if you have iTunes or if you have a PC, download iTunes and subscribe to the show, because every time you subscribe, we move up their rankings. Now, Paul's found how to find out where we are in their rankings, and we are 50-something.
We're doing all right.
We're doing all right.
I was really surprised. Yeah, thank you ever so much.
In the top 100 music podcasts, we're 51, 54-ish.
Not bad.
It's moving up and down.
This is UK, though, isn't it? So
I think this was UK, yeah. So if anyone in the US could let us know where we are on that one, that'd be great.
Oh, we'll be fucking nowhere on there.
But like, if you don't subscribe, if you could subscribe, I want to see us move up.
Yeah,
list,
so if you can leave us a review on iTunes, it would be very much appreciated.
Yeah, and while you're there, subscribe.
And while you're there, subscribe, you fuckers.
Yeah, because you automatically get the show downloaded to your computer when
you
it's out.
You sack sandwiches. You scrotum subways. Did That's you see right. that? Did you see the subway sent through?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I made that up. You nice. Scrotum subs.
So we have a review on iTunes. Quite a short one. This is great. I recommend you get this. It's free and it's so funny. From Green Day Forever.
Thank you very much, Green Day Forever.
Thank you very
Our
much.
First review on iTunes. Much appreciated. Right then, I've still got some more MySpace comments in. I've got fucking loads. This one's from Ben. It says, hello, you bunch of bell-end biting piss mops. I downloaded my first ever podcast yesterday and my brother requested you. So I thought, fuck it, I'll fucking download you. And you guys are possibly the most piss-gurgling, transvestite nipple-licking, granny-raping, that I'll be talking about that in a minute, small-minded arseholes ever. That's why I think your show is the best thing in the world. And count me in as a frequent listener, you cock-munchers. I'm also from Eat the Dog Films, as my brother is... I think you meant Dominic there, but he says Dominic. Please, 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 please mention me on the show, as I will be happy. See you later, fanny thrasher douchebags. Love, Ben. Gooper, gooper. Right, can you please, right, thanks very much, Ben, but look, I'm not happy with the amount of comments that come through about rape.
Yeah.
All right? Everything else is fair game, but we're not going to read out another thing with rape or raping in it. All right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Deal. Right.
Or this says, I fuck my mum.
Oh, we'll read those out.
No, we won't.
If it says you rape her, we won't. That would be nasty. This one's from Stuart. Gooper, gooper, you smacktards. Guys, get back to Fishtown. I've been there for a month solid, and it was nice knowing you guys were there too. But now you're all happy again. Butch Tony must be getting some cock. Come join me on King Fuck Road, Fishtown, Stuart. And the last one from Laura, who invented sack sandwich. Mm-hmm. Bring back Joe. She rocked. True punky natural. Laura, fuck off. She's not coming back. You may have noticed, if you'd been on the Punky Radio site and seen the poll, should Joe be back in or not, you'll notice that the yes votes have thrashed the no votes.
Yeah, quite a lot.
The yes votes, there's about 30 yes votes, and there's 12 or 13
no votes.
It's about
75% to 25.
And 9 of those no votes are from me.
Oh, man. I thought it might be.
Yeah. Every time I go on there, I vote no.
So basically, you're all the no's.
Mostly, yeah. Brilliant. I am all the no's in the world. Let's do the next song, shall we?
I've got one more thing on this.
Oh, sorry, mate. Oh, this is a good one, this, yeah.
You
What's it titled?
You titled Punky Bringing Lovers Together.
Hey, come on. Okay. Bringing lovers together.
Okay, starts off with Joe. Sounds quite hot. Is she? Yes, she is. I love it when she says cunt. But mostly, I got to say thank you. I'm now going out with B, who came up with Wank Hunter. And I think it's mostly because you read out mine and Paulie's MySpace message conversation on the show. I mentioned her and her word on it. What can I do to show you my appreciation? Hugs and kisses, Steve.
Isn't that lovely?
Aww.
Punky. Bringing lovers together.
But still, we...
Sorry.
The Get Tony a Date feature's still not taking off, though, has it?
Get Tony a Date isn't taking off. Neither is Poetry Corner, which has dried up after two.
All right.
If you have a little poem you'd like to write for us, please email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Right, next track, Frankenstein. This Friday, Frankenstein are playing Junction 7 in Nottingham with Zombina and the Skeletones, two of our favourite bands. Dave Gray from Frankenstein, we're so glad you're well and you can do this tour. We're fucking made up about it. He says garage.
Garage.
Better than anyone else in the world, as will be proved when you hear Flesh Garage. If you'd like to find out more about them, frankensteintheband.com. They will be on our top eight ASAP.
Cool.
Here we go. Flesh Garage. That is good. I really like that. They're a fantastic band. What I really like about this is that we never mention the fact why we do that. But this track and the one before it, the instrumental for it, are by the Planet Smashers.
Yes.
Who are fantastic. And I'm sorry that we haven't got a list up yet of all the bands that do the instrumentals under our stuff, but we will have it soon. And we'll have some new ones soon. And I will be saying very nice things about Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers because they're fucking class. And apparently, we've helped them out as much as they've helped us. They said that we've raised their profile a bit, yeah.
Oh, right.
Really cool, really cool.
That's cool.
Right then.
And apparently, we've raised James Blunt's fucking profile as well.
We have raised James Blunt's profile as well, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay, look, I'm just going to have a quick word about bandflyers.com and then you can do the twat, yeah, because you've got a twat this week, haven't you?
Yes.
Cool. We got on MySpace, this thing came through, these people wanting to add us, it was band-flyers.com or band-flyers.com. We'll get them on our top eight this week. I thought, this is a bit weird, we don't normally get stuff like this. And I checked it out, and it's absolutely fucking brilliant. If you're a band and you just want to do quick, easy, simple flyers, it's easier to keep them as e-flyers just to go all the way around cyberspace. Go on this site, it's really, really good. And do you know what? When I had a problem with something on the site that I couldn't work out,
right.
So I just sent a help email to, or in France, au secours. Oh, yeah. Sent an au secours email to whatever the support thing was on the site. And, oh, no, actually, it was through MySpace. just sent him this thing saying, look, can you help me out? Within half an hour, every single thing I needed to know was there in Longhand. Absolutely brilliant.
Right.
I could understand it. That's saying something.
Cool.
Because I am a right spaz. Right, but yeah, they're really, really good. Have a look at them. Check them out. If you're a band and you want to do a flyer really easy, or if you want to do a flyer for anything, it's really easy to register, really easy to log on, and it's free.
It's eFlyers, isn't it?
We like stuff that's free. It's eFlyers, basically, yeah. But it's really good. Check them out. Right, cool. Then, sorry.
Okay, so, is a twat. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and why, basically.
And only to Tony. Only to Tony. Only to Tony.
It's not pod safe.
Yes, it is. It's our version.
Okay. Does that count for everything? Oh, no.
Oh,
no, no, no.
Heaven is a place on
earth. Oh, no.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one's from Ems. Hey, Tony. I want to nominate my boss, Ron, as the twat this week. He's from the Brewery Tap in Phoenix Pelham, Hertfordshire.
Well said. It is Phoenix Pelham as well.
I'm nominating him as a twat because he's a moany bastard who moans whenever we get customers in the pub or if they order past 9 o'clock on a Friday night when we don't finish food until 9:30. Hope that's right. Cheers, Ems. Yeah, that's fine. So, basically, Ron from Phoenix Pelham is a twat. I mean, surely if he's, like, the boss, he should be happy if customers order things in pub.
Yeah.
That's a bit strange, isn't it?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? That pub, right, where she works, years ago, me and my mates Claire and Buff decided to go and have a bit of a night out somewhere different. It was a lovely afternoon. We started early, and we started off in that pub, and they got some, what appeared to be, we got stuck into some pints of cider, ice in the cider. Yes. Alan with Neil and I. Right. And we got stuck into a few pints and we noticed what appeared to be one of those kind of pigeon scarers in the back garden. It is literally a clay shaped pigeon that you just put in a flower bed or something and the idea is it scares the other pigeons off.
Right.
And we're watching this thing fucking amazing. This is amazing. This is just, look, no pigeons are coming in. This is brilliant. And we're lobbing the cider back and watching it. And just as Buff went, I think I'm going to go and move it, see if it can scare the pigeon somewhere else. He got up, walked towards it, and it just went, coo, and fucked off. Cider everywhere. Right, Tone. Now, is there anything, can you just say something sensible for a second?
I was just listening to last week's podcast quite a bit over the past week, and I got quite annoyed with myself because we played a song by Bridget Handley. And I said it's quite slow, but actually, it's my favourite song. And then I heard myself getting a bit slow, and I hated it.
We
so
will be playing another track of that in a few weeks' time. Alien Movies, it's absolutely brilliant.
Great band.
Great, and they're not on our top eight now, you just have to go through our friends to find them, but it's
BridgetHandley.com. Yeah.
Right, now I've got something interesting.
Okay.
I'm so pleased about this, and Sweaties, if you are listening, you should be ashamed. Oh, by the way, thanks very much to the flurry of people from Bogota in Colombia who've started listening to the show.
So you gotta love
We're
them.
Big in Bogota, man.
We're
fucking good. Come on. Right. This is one of the most unbelievable things that has ever happened to me in Punky, right?
Okay.
It's quite a long email, but you'll understand it, right? And I'm not going to do it. I might break into a Dutch accent during this because it's from a listener in Holland. I can't think of a title for this email, but that's okay. I've got something to make up for it. Warning, long email ahead. If you ever decide to read this one out, I'd be honoured, but you'd also have to blah, blah, blah most of it away. I'll be judge of that. You see, me and a mate have been wondering how it would sound if a Scot would say purple burglar alarm. We came up with it'd probably be something like purple bugalar, right? I've included a taping of what it might sound like. I'm no Scot, but hey, at least someone tried. That's right.
That's a fair point.
At least someone tried, Sways. Yeah. We've got, if you're listening for the first time, go back to previous shows because we go on about how the Scottish can't say purple burglar alarm. And we've thrown down the gauntlet to everyone in Scotland, to or every Scotsman around the world, etc., to do a little sound file of them saying purple burglar alarm to prove us wrong. Yeah. Right. Also, I'm most likely the first Dutch listener you've got. You're not actually, but thanks. How does that feel? Sure, always looking for Dutch listeners. I also voted for you on Podcast Alley and enslaved five classmates. Hee-hee. The only problem is only one of them has an MP3 and it's pure shite listening to the show with your head stuck around the portable speaker system. So, For God, excuse me, Satan's sake, put up the old podcast in the download section at your site. We can't. Oh, and if you're ever in Amsterdam, be sure to go to Paradiso. It would rock out seeing alcohol there. If you ever decide to play there, let me know and I'll rustle up a crowd for you. Oh, yeah, this is a bit weird, but me and my mates have started a project we call School Ass. That's right, School Ass. Can you guess what we're going to do in the tapes? No. We've already gotten a tape in hell. We are destroying the school territory. But to sneak into the headmaster's room and broadcast Punky on the entire school speaker system was just too fucking tempting. If we manage to digitalise the tapes, we'll send you a copy. Oh, by the way, the cast is like this. Indestructible Man, me, the Snorter, also named Paul, he snorts everything, the Slapper, bitch slap whoever he can, whenever he can, Insultitron, obvious guess, huh? And the untattooed tattooed boy uses sellotape, balsa wood, markers and basically whatever he can find to mutilate his clothes. So if you're interested, I'll send you a copy when it's done. P.S. Word of the week should be pig-ass cum guzzlers. Doesn't sound too good, but who cares? Signed, the Dutch scum. Right. So he sent us a sound file of him saying purple burglar alarm.
Yeah.
But you have to really listen out for it, because just as the email was long-winded, he fucking waffles on. And then you suddenly hear him say purple burglar alarm, but it's over in a nanosecond. So listen carefully. I've got a feeling this will be quite quiet. Here goes.
Hey, Punky. This is Jamie. Well, I'm one of your listeners from Holland, but you didn't expect that one. And, well, I basically have the flattest of English, but make no mistake, my mum's English. Anyways, my dad's Dutch, so that'll probably explain the weird accent. Or no accent at all, but, anyways. You were talking about the Scots thing. I'm pretty good at doing a thingy. So I'm going to try to say purple burglar alarm. It's Scottish for you. Purple burglar! Yeah, I know, the song is not right, but I'm sure it was something like that. Anyways, you tosses are fucking great. See ya. Oh yeah, for any other punky listeners that want to get their mic on, I'm using a weird program. It's a free one from swiftsound.com. RecordPad Sound Recorder. Oh. Keep up the good work and, well, basically, rock on. P.S. Gavin Gron and all those other shits are bollocks. Complete, total bollocks.
You see, I don't know what he's saying at the end there.
I think he might have been drinking. But that is great, isn't it? That he goes through all that trouble and then you get, and that's it. I'd have given it a few goes.
Yeah. But hey, no, at least he tried, you know.
This is Jeff Ugly Shoes and the Cemetery Surfers, isn't it, Tony? I think so, yeah. I got another little message here. Hello from a damn Yankee. Hey, skankheads. Thanks to my friend Nide, pronounced Nide, since you shitheads never say it right. I listen to you guys now. You guys have nothing on the crybaby emo kids. Schwab. I'm listening to you asshats. That's a good word. Right now, and Joe makes me quite happy. And just for Joe, cunt. Love the music and keep it up. Much love to you pissheads, the game maker, a.k.a. Tiff.
Is that Nide who did the little drawing?
Yes, which we still need to get on the punky art. We need to sort that out. Do you promise you can do that?
Yeah.
Why don't you read out this thing that's just there while I sort out the next track?
You just read that, haven't you?
No, the bottom one.
All right. I'm listening to your podcast for the first time. Thank you so much. It's such a relief to listen to some proper punk, not American emo kids who have listened to Anarchy in the UK once. Tara, very much for putting some proper stuff out. Loving you lots, Emily.
Thank you very much, Emily. That's the kind of email we like.
See, she's not swearing once. She's not called me a cunt. She's not said anything about my mum. That's what I like to
hear. It's rare. It's rare.
So, even Joe does. She comes on one fucking show.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
She's not fucking coming on here again, mate, I tell you. Right.
No, she's not.
This is another MySpace triumph here.
Okay.
I believe this is the first Belgian band we've played. And my apologies for the pronunciation of their name. Sport Doen. I'm not sure. But it's a great title for the album. We are Sport Doen and you are not.
Right.
You can find out more about them. Sport Doen. SPORTDOEN .DE. Right. Oh, no. No, I've got that wrong. It's .BE for Belgium,
right.
I think.
Maybe Miss Punky can tell us how to pronounce it.
Maybe Miss Punky can. Also, it's on. They'll be on our top eight this week. Look out for them. The track I've chosen is to get you ready for the next bit of chat about Total Talk Nonsense, because John and Scott from Total Talk Nonsense, our favourite podcast, are gentlemen of the larger persuasion.
Yes.
I believe that is fair enough to say that. They are gentlemen of the larger persuasion.
Are they both large?
Yeah, well, I think Scott's just giant and John's a
clinically obese.
He's a bouncy castle in badly fitting shorts. This song is for them. This is Sport Doan. This is Fat Boys. I don't know what Klootommel means. If you know what Klootommel means, email paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Hopefully it's offensive.
I've put this back on again. Because there'll probably be quite a long chat now.
Yeah.
And we've got some ridiculous sound files to get through here as well.
Alright, cool.
So, oh, did you do the twat? You didn't do the twat then, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Pay attention, Paul. So, is there anything that you'd like to talk about now over the last week? Anything that you've...
We've done the Chelsea gig, haven't we, really? Finally did some more video shooting with the band.
And?
Finally. So I've got most of the part one finished. Got some good outtakes for that as well.
Cool.
Some really dodgy ones as well.
Cool.
Me doing the strangest, what I can only describe as homoerotic dance.
Well, oh
but
God.
I don't want to do it. It might never see the light of day.
Homoerotic, eh?
It's a little bit like J.R.J. and Silent Bob. I'm also trying to work on a dance mix of our songs, but that's a different story.
I'd like to catch up a little bit now, if I may.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, Total Nonsense, so they didn't know who Guy Fawkes was.
Yes.
Now, this fits in rather well with our ongoing discussions about how you should say the date.
Right, yep.
Remember the 5th of November.
Yes.
5/11. Remember the 5th of November. That's how you remember Guy Fawkes night, right?
Uh-huh.
Also Bonfire night. For those of you that don't know, listening around the world, Guy Fawkes was the man behind the Gunpowder Plot, which was designed to blow up Parliament, which was designed to basically make England a Catholic country. Basically.
Right.
Didn't happen. Ha! Oh, no, sir. He was caught. Burn alive. Fuck him.
Yeah.
And ever since then, to celebrate the fact that we burn Catholics, we set off fireworks on the 5th of November.
Yeah.
It's really nice, really. But remember the 5th of November, because in the UK, we do the date, day, month, year. And the Americans have got a problem with this. They say month, day, year. But how do they say the 4th of July every year? The 4th of July celebrations, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, are called the 4th of July celebrations.
Possibly.
Day, month, year. Fuck them.
Do we have to do the date thing again?
No, I just want to bring it up again.
Me all a headache.
Fantastic podcast. shit at writing dates.
But yeah, great guys. It's their 50th.
It is their time we their 50th. Is
I think they must
now,
have recorded it. So it's same day this comes out, there'll be the 50th show of this. So download this, Tut-Tut Nonsense.
Congratulations to them.
Well done, guys.
For their 50th show. Well done, fellas. Keep it up. You are legends. Find out more about them, TutTutNonsense.com, or they're on our top 8 in MySpace permanently.
Yep. And
air out my shorts.
We don't even know what number we are, do we, anymore? We don't number them.
Not for about years. Not. Absolutely not.
July
idea.
Be our year anniversary.
Yeah. Air out my shorts, incorporating the Punky Dictionary.
Yes, come on, even Mr.
Come
Buttons.
On, even Preston
is
Buttons.
Is he a twat? Possibly, but
no, I love him. I love him.
King
Fantastic.
Fox Street. Come on.
King Fox Street. I'll tell you what, man. The Punky Dictionary will soon replace the Collins English Gem.
The thing is, what I like about that is they used it, but they didn't mention it. No mention of Punky. Just
it's
like,
in normal usage,
normal conversation
mate.
Now.
There's people all over the world saying Goopa Goopa, and we only got that going a few weeks ago. What I would like to hear is, I'd like to be in a pub sometime or somewhere and just see someone fall over and their mates go, always looking. That would be great. That's that. Now, and air out my shorts. I might meet them in July because we're going to be
in Canada,
in Toronto for the night. I will give you the full list of dates at some point, but we're going to be in Toronto for a night. We want somewhere to stay that night. We want somewhere to stay every fucking night, to be honest with you, with pikeys. But we might even meet Mr. Buttons. You never know. Last thing that I want to do here. Oh, no, I'm going to save the James Merchant story for our next one.
Okay.
I keep saying I'm going to tell the James Merchant story. Yeah, we'll it's going to be a massive letdown when I do, but
for the
I
next
keep saying
week.
It. Because what I'd like to do is the fucking sound files. So when I was in Amsterdam last week, I met up with Slide Shaker and Sweatmaster.
Yep.
And Sweatmaster's guitar player came down to see us after the gig, came down into the arena in Patrolinat. Got stuck into a few beers, had a right good chat with him, and I was trying to get him to do two things. One, say Butch Tony is a fudge pirate, or Manly Tony is a fudge pirate.
But you're a wanker
but
like
I
that.
Was fucking hammered, so I kept getting it wrong. And he had two cracks at it. But then we wanted him, we really wanted the lead singer to do the first two lines of Song We Know Words. Yeah. Get your white Marlboros
from the kiosk!
But there you go, because I wanted Kiosk on tape, man.
Thing is, the fudge pirate thing.
He'd stayed upstairs. Hang on. Yeah. He'd stayed upstairs, so we had to get the guitar players to do it instead. But we couldn't not join in. And you can hear it. You can also hear my wife, the proper Mrs. Edwards, questioning him, calling you something. I'm going to just play the three of them in a row. But go on, do you think, what was it?
No, I was going to say, the fudge pirate thing links back to something in Prague, which people won't have heard.
Yeah, I know.
Because when you were in Prague, you took your dictaphone and got quite a few people there to say something
but
bad about me.
We've still got those files. I will find them.
Have you? Maybe we should do that again, because that never got broadcast.
Yeah, never got broadcast.
Never
sadly.
Will.
Might not now. Well, I think you had all the files. You got them on the computer. Oh, fuck it. Look, check this out. Hopefully, this will just work.
Manly Tony is a butch pirate. Oh, now Manly Tony is a fudge pilot. Pirate, sorry. Can I get
that one? Fudge pilot?
I didn't. Get your white Marlboros from the kiosk. Now there you go.
We've got a full kiosk there, mate. The full kiosk compliment was there.
Dear.
Oh, that's just funny. That was a
I'm
bit weird.
A fudge pilot.
Yeah, you're a fudge pilot. He's not the first person to call you a fudge pilot. Clive Doctor from Doctor and the Medics, I had on file somewhere as calling you a fudge pilot.
Is there something about when you get drunk with people and you're addicted? Yeah. You get, I know what to do.
I'm just pathetic.
God damn it.
I'm genuinely
thing is, you
pathetic.
Saved them as well, because I've not heard of most of them.
No, well, I had saved them all
so
on the dictaphone that I just fucked up.
Oh, right.
So, listen, man. Is there anything else that you need to get through now?
Another thing I can mention, I forgot to mention it. We're part of Podzinger now. We're listed on Podzinger.
What's that then?
It's kind of a search engine for podcasts. And what they do is they've got an automatic system which transcribes the shows. So you can search for words
and it will
give you them when they're mentioned in the show.
Oh, really?
And it works really well for American podcasts.
Right.
Not quite so well with the Punky one.
Why not?
It's just... Because obviously the software they've got to automatically recognise the voices just doesn't fucking work with ours.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just try search for stuff on there and just for random words and or for Punky, you'll see excerpts of what they've transcribed, and it's just completely nonsense.
Brilliant. Oh, brilliant. Get some written down for next week, will you?
I'll try and get some sorted. It works great for like total nonsense
and stuff.
What's
that? Podzinger.
Podzinger.com.
Podzinger. What, Z-I-N-G-E-R?
Z-I-N-G-E-R, yeah.
Podzinger.com. Check it out.
It's really good.
And we'll have to try some things on ours and see what garbage it comes out with.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right, last track tonight. Once again, MySpace Triumph. Roundabout Way, a German DJ wanted to be added as our friend. I said, of course, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is quite a fit, to be honest with you.
Brilliant.
Right, and then straight away she said, oh, can you have a look at this band? Love Haters. I think they'll be perfect for your show.
Right.
So I did have a listen. I liked them. I said to them, will you send us a CD? They said, of course. Here it is. It's another one. I don't know whether you noticed, but I was trying to get every song tonight starting with F. But unfortunately, Top Gun. If it's called fucking Top Gun, I will actually say to the Pockets Babies, can you change that to fucking Top Gun? Because then it works. We had Flesh Garage, Fat Boys, and now Fucked Up Scene. If you'd like to find out more about them, lovehaters.de. It is .de this time. Mm. Lovehaters.de. They'll also be in our MySpace Top 8. It's the last track tonight. Fucked Up Scene. Love Haters. Love Haters and Fucked Up Scene. I like it. Well done you. Find out more, lovehaters.de, or on our MySpace Top 8, as will all the bands this week. Very happy about that. I'm going to have a look for the Apocalypse Babies, though. They're buried somewhere in our MySpace.
There were a few ones I added, I think. So.
Oh, cool. All right.
They are, aren't they?
Well, we should hit about, 1,000.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
It's the end of another punky.
It certainly
is. It's been quite relaxed this week.
Yeah.
It's been quite nice. Thank you to everyone who has sent in comments via MySpace. Our MySpace account, once again, is myspace.com/punkyradio.
Yep, and thanks for all the podcast added comments and votes. Please keep them coming. You can vote through punkyradio.com from the link at the top.
Punkyradio.com. And if you go down the left-hand side of the page, you'll also see an iTunes thing.
Yes.
This is really important. We haven't pushed this enough, but if you click on the iTunes button there, and you can, you'll go straight through to iTunes.
Yep.
You'll get the chance to subscribe. But also, if you can review Punky Radio iTunes, that'd be a big fucking help.
Yeah, we'll just vote
fantastic,
for us. Fantastic,
yeah.
You can give 1 to 5 stars, can't you?
Yeah, it's just,
comment.
If you get a chance. If you leave any less than 5 stars, we're going to come around your house and fucking do you.
Yeah, because we know where you live.
Yeah.
Mm, bastards. Also, why
sack sandwiches.
On Punky Radio, there's a block party link on there.
Oh, yes.
28th of May, this month. No, yeah. May, sorry, this month.
If you know of anyone in the Mansfield, North Notts area,
yeah,
who can come to that gig, May the 28th, there's going to be more about it in future weeks.
Or they can even put you up for the night.
We're going to bore you shitless, yeah. And it's going to be a fucking great gig featuring Wonk Unit, The Screeches, The Dirty Riffs, and The Chavs.
And The Chavs.
Our band. It's going to be fucking magic, man.
Yeah.
It'll be really, really good.
And it's the day off. It's Monday the day after this bank holiday.
Yeah.
It's
bank holiday the next day. You can get fucking mashed.
We're going to push this like mad over the next
week. Of course we are. We're going to be shameless hussies.
Yes.
And rather like that Joe Bird who's never coming back in here.
Lovely Joe.
Cowbag. She's a cowbag. That's about it, isn't it?
Well, we're done.
I think so. Just go to punkyradio.com.
Yeah,
if you get
check out the photos, don't forget, on the from our gig, no, from the Chelsea gig from last week.
That Chelsea gig from last week.
We had a great night. Thanks to everyone who came down, and
there's
thanks to the barmaid.
Yeah,
who said her name was Tony.
There's posed photos of us with all the bands and another band that were there as well.
Yeah.
They all agreed.
It's great.
Looney Tunes.
Well, it was the end of the night with the bouncer trying to get us to town. We're like, do you know who we are?
And
remember that?
If you're on MySpace,
yeah.
Don't forget, there's our MySpace preview, the 3-minute weird shit that
we
do.
We're just about to record.
It's a little bit different to the show that we're about to do now. So check that out. Say goodbye, Tony, and we'll play all this out.
Okay. Goodbye, Tony.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.